Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. We continue to press on in the life of David in 1 Samuel 27. It's a very short little chapter. It's like 12 verses long, so maybe we can read it all today. This is interesting. Verse 1 says this, "Then David said to himself." So who's David talking to? Yeah, he's talking to himself. Okay. I want to start singing a Carpenter song. Talking to himself and feeling low, because that's what exactly happens here. He's talking to himself rather than talking to God. So David said to himself, "Now I will perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than to escape into the hand of the Philistines. Saul then will despair of searching for me anymore in all the territory of Israel, and I will escape from his hand." David had already done this once. Remember when he feigned insanity? But now he's saying, hey, you know, it's a different situation. And it was, because he's got an army with him now. Okay. And so this is what he did. Verse 2. "So David arose and crossed over, he and the 600 men who were with him, to Achish, the son of Maach, king of Gath. And David lived with Achish at Gath, he and his men, each with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the Carmelitess, Nabal's widow." She's often referred to that way as Nabal's widow. So you see what's going on here. These men were traveling and following with David, but they were fleeing with David too, and they had their entire households. They had their wives, their kids. So 600 men and wives and kids, you're talking several thousand people. Verse 4. "Now it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he no longer searched for him." So the plan was successful. David is no longer being pursued by Saul. Verse 5. "Then David said to Achish, 'If now I have found favor in your sight, let them give me a place in one of the cities in the country, that I may live there. For why should your servant live in the royal city with you?'" So he's telling him, you know, "I don't want to be a burden to you. I don't want to live in the royal city here. See if you can find a place, if somebody's willing to let us live somewhere out in the country." Verse 6. "So Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore, Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day, to the time of the writing of this account. The number of days that David lived in the country of the Philistines was a year and 4 months." So he lived there 16 months. Well, what is he doing? Well, part of what he's doing is he's waiting. He's waiting to ascend the throne. He's waiting for God to do whatever God's going to do with Saul. He just knows that he's not going to do anything to Saul. It's not going to be at his hand. So, verse 8. "Now David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites and the Girzites and the Amalekites, for they were the inhabitants of the land from ancient times, as you come to Shur," excuse me, "even as far as the land of Egypt." Now, so there's a couple of principles here. David didn't sit around just waiting, biding his time, sort of bored, etc. He went out and went to work, and he started raiding certain people groups and certain areas. What you find, when you go back and check the earlier scripture, these were some of the people groups that Israel was to eliminate when they first went into the promised land, and they did not do it. So David is now doing that, and he's doing it while he's under the cover of the Philistines. The Philistines don't know what he's doing here. And so he comes in, the Amalekites, Saul had come against them, but had not totally destroyed them. And David was coming out against them. Now, verse 9, David did this. "David attacked the land and did not leave a man or a woman alive. And he took away the sheep, the cattle, the donkeys, the camels, and the clothing. Then he returned and came to Achish." Well, why such a scorched earth tactic right here? Well, I think we'll probably see later on somewhere, but generally speaking, it's to where nobody can report back. nobody could report back to what David was really doing, because watch what happens in verse 10. Now Achish said, "Where have you made a raid today?" And David said, "Oh, against the Negev of Judah, south side of Judah, and against the Negev of the Jeremelites, and against the Negev of the Kenites." So he's saying Negev means south. I think that's right. Yeah, south country it does. So he said, "I've been raiding the southern country of these areas right here." David just lied to him. Yeah. And you say, "Well, is that a righteous lie? Is that a lie of expediting something?" Well, we can justify things, can we not? Which we do all the time. But David wasn't about to tell him what he was really doing. Verse 11. David did not leave a man or a woman alive to bring to Gath, saying, "Otherwise they will tell about us," saying, "So has David done, and so has been his practice all the time he has lived in the country of the Philistines." He did not want them to know what he was doing, because he was really fighting against the Philistines and taking out these people that would have joined with him. Now the last verse, verse 12. So Achish believed David, saying, "He has surely made himself odious among his people Israel. Therefore, he will become my servant forever." we believe what we want to believe, don't we? We can convince ourselves of things all the time. So here the king is saying, "Yeah, boy, David's messed up on this thing. He has really made himself," and don't you love that word, odious? Odious, which literally means have a bad smell. He has made himself to stink before his people, made himself offensive, repulsive among Israel. And because of that, he won't have anywhere to go, so he'll be my servant forever. Yeah, king. Obviously, you don't know David. The king did not know that he was the one that was literally being played for a pawn here. So anyway, David's laying low for 16 months. He's going out taking care of what should have been taken care of before, all the while waiting upon the Lord. Sounds a lot like our lives, doesn't it? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you next episode.